Your readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine. That's Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about the Final Destination franchise that all began in 2000 and was kind of a surprise hit at that point. We were kind of just starting to get out of the Scream wave of films.
It's
probably one of the last ones. I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said it.
Anytime Scream comes up, fuck you, Dan. You let us go down.
Yeah. You were throwing way. You just said that to throw a jab at Pugs. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
It is the end, or basically the end of that wave.
Passive aggressive motherfucker.
Yep.
I stand by what I say.
Doesn't even show up for the show.
But yes, so it all started in 2000, and this was different at the time. Final Destination had a really unique premise that. Basically a faceless villain in death that takes out all these people in very gruesome ways. And as we'll talk about tonight, the series kind of evolves a little bit, but yeah, kind of became a bit of a staple. We didn't get one every year like we did Saw, but still felt like a tradition somewhat every 2 years, I think.
They were a lot more gapped out, I was going to say.
Yeah.
A little more time to breathe.
Yeah.
I'm almost surprised we didn't at a certain point just get one every year.
I'm sure if that trend was around, we would have. If they could find a way to make those Looney Tune deaths more cost effective, yeah, they probably would have had it every year.
I was thinking, like, there's I it's not a spoiler. It made me sad because when we start off, it's, you know, New Line, Robert Shea owned, produced, or produced. By the time we get to the last one, it's that shitty Warner Brothers New Line logo. It just annoyed me.
The logo? You're triggered by the logo?
Because it was the Warner Brothers one. It wasn't Robert Shea's company anymore, so it bothered me.
You know how Todd gets. I appreciate it.
Fuck you, WB.
They're Warner Media now, so.
I think, is there a difference? But whatever. But yeah, so that made me kind of sad because, you know, the tail end of New Line.
Did anybody else think of this kind of like a slasherless slasher at times?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm glad I wasn't alone. Because like once Tony Todd popped up in the trailer, I'm like, well, if he starts murdering these motherfuckers, cool. But you know, I wish he was in there a little more. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I always took it that way too. Like it was like death was the slasher, and you know, because all the kills are so over the top, like slasher movies. So.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it almost a little bit hopeless when you're going up against death, but
I think the thing about Final Destination that what resonated to me was it made me afraid of shit. Like, well, I saw it probably at a really young age, way younger than I should have. So, like, being around a fucking a shower. Used to scare the shit out of me because I used to think I was going to, you know, choke around the shower head and fucking same thing with like tanning beds. Like tanning beds are ruined for life.
Thankfully, I don't have to worry about that. But, right. Yeah, fuck that. Dude, the freeway is unsafe. Like, you guys can't tell me every time you drive by of one of those things carrying, whether it's a log or
always,
not. Yeah, I'm like, shit's
going to
go
always
wrong.
Get the fuck away from it.
Just thank God you're not passing windmills when it happens, folks.
I'm waiting for that fucking Final Destination. When the reboot happens, it's going to be a big old windmill.
There is someone coming from behind you on the radio pops up. We know how you're taken out in Flesh Wound Final Destination.
Dude. Or you know what would even be better? If it was those stupid windmills that are out in the middle of the ocean for some fucking reason. It's just like on a cruise. It just fucks everybody up.
I'm just gonna be in the supermarket smashing everything of like spaghetti because I know death.
I just looked it up just to be sure. Dan, they're pretty much every 3 years consistently. 2000, 2003, 2006, 2009. Okay. And then which one I thought had a bigger gap, then you have 2011 for the fifth one. I thought that one was a little bit further away.
I always thought it was silly that, you know, they made the fourth one The Final Destination. Then 2 years later, they put out a fifth.
I did too until we saw that fucking movie. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, you guys are smarter than like, I am.
That money.
Yeah, once we rank them, I'll talk about that.
I'll tell you when, because I saw the last one, Final Destination 5, with Ed, and we were running late for the time, and we were on the freeway. And I'm like, dude, we're going to live number two, and we're going to die before we see number five. This is horseshit. Slow down, because there's a big turn. Thankfully, we didn't go on like two wheels or anything, but I was a little concerned getting to the theater.
Somebody had to die going to a Final Destination movie that
and
way.
And leaving, I guarantee
That's
you.
Really fucked up.
I'm going to die during it. Oh, you know what would be fucking hilarious, or morbid for some people? When videos were new in cars, and let's say you're watching number two on a fucking family trip, and it's the last family trip you ever did.
Little. That's just really good. You get distracted, and then fuck.
Boom. That's such an older brother move to throw that on.
I would shit my pants, and I ain't gonna lie. Like, that terrified the fuck out of me. I wonder how, for like the first, when the first one came out, how many plane trips it ruined. Cause like, I remember like the big eighth grade.
There was another thing that ruined some trips right around the same time.
Wasn't that a year later?
That's what I'm saying, around the same time. Okay. Kind of
yeah. I wonder if they saw it and like, hey, we can do this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. They knew that the fear was at the all-time high about planes.
Taliban's like having movie night. I mean, good God.
HD in the cave, man. They got plenty of money. They don't spend it on housing.
Big screen. Oh, it's fucked up. I think that is probably the most scariest scenario from two. We'll see what our favorites are, but you know, everybody has been in that situation, and you're in that situation probably pretty often for the most part. But there's a couple others, like the roller coasters.
And we've all thought it.
Oh, sure. And, yeah. Like, you're going that fast. What if something just went wrong?
If I'm at any amusement park other than Disneyland, I think about that.
Disneyland actually has claimed life, though. Which is, kudos to the mouse. But, like, let's say you're having, like, a decent time. How much of a day changer is either being on there, hopefully not, but watching that? Like, I'm just eating a churro, watching this fucking roller coaster flip off. This You've is the best day I've ever fucking had.
Chili in your lap.
I'm like, I have to pay extra for this? Because this is great.
That's when, because you're a bad person, like somehow some tire comes and splits your head in half for laughing at it. Death always takes out the a-holes. Mm-hmm. It did. It was something that was very unique at the time. I will say, a little bit of controversy later, Soul Survivor has a very similar, very different movie, but it basically the same premise.
Yeah, it's like, that's a killer. That movie, totally.
Yeah. 1982, I believe.
Yeah, which is also a Christmas movie.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So that's one that, like, later,
I want to
like,
see that.
It's a very slow burn.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not as good as you think it's going to be. I rewatched it this Christmas.
Although, they should totally, like, just straight up take it and do Final Destination Christmas and see how that goes. I'd watch the fuck out of that.
I can already see an opening, like, putting lights up. I mean, that there's a good opportunity for kills.
Dude, a Christmas parade. Yeah,
definitely.
Oh.
Santa, I can just, the head comes off and lands in a kid's lap.
The one, God, I wish, I cannot think of what they're called. Oh my God. But I love the way they set up the kills. What do you call it when you like set up a bunch of things?
Premonition.
Like tip the domino. What? No. Like fucking, oh my God. Like when you set up a bunch of shit and then you like push the domino and it all falls down. Kind of like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. His breakfast thing is one of those. And I can't think of what they have a name. And it's not fucking what I can think of.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, well, I'm going to figure it out while we're talking.
The setups are also very important to this because there's a lot of fake outs. If some are dragged out quite a bit, because I mean, the thing about Final Destination is it changes when it goes on. Cause the first film is the one that kind of stands apart somewhat. There's, you know, a little more story, I guess, but then the rest slowly become more about the kills, which there's nothing wrong with that.
They knew what the audience wanted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No denying. There's one, and I won't reveal it, that is not a great film, but even that I'm entertained by. You know, they all managed. There was never any that I felt like, oh man, these kills are just kind of boring now. They always delivered.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dan. I was never disappointed in any of them. I'm just like, that's what I was promised. That's what I got. That's what I wanted. I'm not going to complain.
One of them I despised until this time. So
I'm going to call it before you reveal it, but
Kobe. Oh, that one. How awesome would a Kobe Final Destination
be? Well, if you're smart, you will get it. And there's, because the one thing should set one above the other, if you really know me well.
There are a few kills, while spectacular, that are blunted just a little bit by some bad CG.
It's not aged the best on some of them, but it still didn't bother me.
Dude, it's of the time. I let it go.
Yeah.
There's only one that really bothered me really bad. And it was probably because I didn't watch it in 3D, so.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can't really remember a lot. I did see the last, what was it, 2 and 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Was it?
4 and 5, or yeah. The and 5, is that better?
Does everyone still call it The Final Destination? Because I just call it Final Destination 4 now.
Well, in my list, I wrote the for that one.
I have number 4.
I never believed you, though. Yeah, I never did get that because I believe all of these made money. So it's like, why are you trying to?
Well, they probably wanted to stop it before they killed the series. And then someone had a fucking genius idea like, wait, there's more.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because we never had like Freddy's Dead, The Final Friday, or anything like that, you know, before.
And I wonder if they ever had thoughts like if 5 does well, can we do 6 or should we just move on before, you know, they actually just moved on?
It's so perfect the way it is. It's like you just rebooted. I don't want to see more. I agree. There's a couple standalone entries that you could build upon too.
I'll tell you though, I wouldn't mind a continuation if you made Tony Todd a focal point, because he's always like the one you want to actually kind of see more of.
But I think his whole point is like you're left wanting more. If it's just about him, it changes what the movie is, I think.
Possibly. I mean, so you would kind of just bring it back like spectacular kills and just keep the same kind of disposable character formula.
I would want him like around every corner because he's death.
Mm-hmm. Because the one weakness, there are some very like cookie cutter throwaway characters. Like before I revisited,
well, you need people to kill. Dan, we can't care like devote all of our affection to one character or multiple characters in this scenario.
Yeah, I didn't think. You always have throwaway characters and stuff like this. It didn't bother me. I mean, they developed the ones that we're really focusing on. There's, you know, just some people were on the plane. They were on the freeway. It's not always.
I'd love to see Tony Todd have to match with Death, though. I think that would be fascinating. Like, what the fuck? I'm just the creepy dude that warns these fucking teenagers. I'm not supposed to have to deal with this shit. I think
like a deal he made.
That's true, because he's always there. So you know there could be a compelling way to tie that into a story. I mean, again, it's Final Destination. It's not, you know, an overly complex idea. It's fairly simple. But I don't know. I'd like a core character like that we've seen before. Everybody knows, and goddamn, now I have to figure out a way to beat Death. It gives Death a foe. like a legit foe. I guess I'll put it that way. Tony Todd could probably bitch slap Death. That's my
guess. See, that's not something I want.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Not saying change the movie tone, but
I get it. But I think he works best in this franchise as popping up, doing his part, and moving along.
Did everyone miss him like me? And what is it, number three, where he just has a voiceover?
Yeah, but he's not even in four.
He's not in four at all?
No.
Yeah, no, that's no. Those two are lame.
But we'll
not even in like a flashback?
No, he's nothing in four.
Okay. That's dumb.
He should have been the announcer at the racetrack or something. But, you know, we'd all call it out. That wouldn't make any sense if Tony Todd was announcing racing.
Selling hot dogs, it's side gig. It's like, you're gonna die, you know. I'm just kidding. You want mustard with that?
Well, on that note, do we want to just jump right into our favorite openings and setups,
or should we just like go over? You know, yeah, fuck it. I should have brought that up before the show. I was gonna say we can go over every opening scene, and then we'll point out which one's our favorite.
You know what? Why we can still do that?
Okay.
All right. Well, Dan, do you need a cheat sheet, or do you know what they all are? Okay. Well, nope. The first one opens with the plane crash. I mean, sets it all up. Am I just reading them? Am I just going over them?
I guess.
Well, what were you thinking?
That's exactly what I was thinking. With a little description.
Okay, then that's why I was just making sure. The second one, we have the freeway scene with the logs. I mean, that's the one. Still gets, you know, heat, memes, and everything about that one. Mm-hmm. The third one we open with the roller coaster setup. Fourth one is the racetrack. And I'm having a complete brain fart on five.
Bridge.
The bridge. Oh, my God. Yes, the bridge. So those are our five different setups that get us going. So, all right. Let's hear what everyone's are. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I think my answer is probably the most boring in the sense that I know it's a lot of people's favorite, and that is the Final Destination 2 highway scene. Again, because it's something anybody, no matter who you are, can relate to. You're not on a roller coaster that often. Bridges don't break down that often. But yeah, that highway scene, boom, brings the fear.
Well, I'll go next because you can consider me boring too, because the freeway scene, highway scene, that's just terrifying. I don't want to get in a car after that. I've been in enough car accidents. This shit sucks. And now logs are flying at me. I'm catching on fire. Fuck this.
Yeah, I was still in Washington State at that time, so I was always behind like lumber trucks, and it's like every time it crosses your mind.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mr. Kruger?
Yeah, I'm the freeway too, in Final Destination 2. It's the kills on it are so good, like, you know, in the vision they're having to set it up, and like the fucking logs going through that guy, like, God, like I said, still to this day have to drive away from fucking trucks like that. So I mean, if you instill fear in me like that, it's definitely worth my number one spot. But it's pretty close to number five as well. Five was pretty goddamn great.
You know, it's funny because I forgot what the fuck five was, and that's what I have down. I'm going back and forth between that, two, and one. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do five to be the odd man out. But let's talk about, like...
Yeah, fucking five is ridiculous. Like... that shit is scary as hell, first off. And the kills are just over the top as hell. And, I mean, the one kill in there with David Kochner's character where he gets the hot tar on him and it fucking melts all his skin off right before he falls off the bridge. Like, holy fuck, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, the girl that hits the sailboat. Like, so many iconic fucking – so many iconic kills in, like, such a short amount of time.
That blood splatter. That blood splatter on the concrete down at the bottom of the bridge, that's the one that got me. I'm like, fuck. Now I'm just a fucking painting.
Let's kind of save the kills for the kill section. But I was going to say, what would your guys like? Okay, you guys all want like two first. What would your second pick be? Like, what's your second favorite since it was so across the board other than me? Actually, honestly, you know what? I would have picked two myself. I only picked five to be different, but if we're going to do it this way, five would be my number two. So I'll just say that now.
Yeah, five's my number two as well.
That's just like the road. I'm five. And then it would be the plane.
Yeah, I know. It was hard because that one's so iconic, sets everything up in motion. It's one of those things.
The least one I'm concerned about would be the race car one, because I've never been to one. Well, I have been to Monster
Bugs.
But I haven't had a chance. I really want to go check it out. I want to see people turn left. It sounds cool.
It's boring as shit, dude. I went to a couple. It's boring as shit. Oh,
really stick to monster bad. Trucks. And I dance wide as we come.
Monster trucks, dude. I fucking love that shit.
I tried to go to it wasn't NASCAR, but it was like some race car thing. And it's like they just go in circles unless somebody's like crashing. It's just boring. It really is.
That's what I go for.
Yeah, but that's usually it doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah. I found the perfect way to defeat death in the movies. Def goes after a group of emo kids and they just keep killing themselves. He sets up these elaborate scenarios and then beats you to it.
You know what? Let's talk about that. The mythos kind of changed, and we had that addition late on in the series about someone else could take your spot.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about that change? I remember at the time it was like it changed the formula.
Kind of had to, though. You know what I mean? You had to throw some kind of a twist in there.
Yeah, I was fine with it. I thought it was pretty clever that late in the game. I'm like, well, if we exchange spots or, like, you know, just find a way to beat death, because, like, everyone wants to find a way to beat death, so this is our hope to do it. But I would have preferred...
Oh, go ahead. It's okay, though, because you know what in the end?
Taxes.
I should probably say from this point on we'll probably be a bit spoilery, so
yeah, franchise shows.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, we weren't in our general, but I just thought I'd mention it now before we go too crazy.
Like the plane scene, I thought it was cut fucking brilliantly when he's on the plane to go to Paris to go cook, and then he turns like right and it's fucking what's his name, Dawson, the main character from the first one.
Devin Sawa.
Yeah, and then he's like acting a fool on the plane. He's like, oh, I wonder what that's about, dude. You just beat death. How are you not? How's that not clicking? But like, the way it moved, fucking brilliant. And number five, by not showing like it didn't even click to me. It was a prequel because like they didn't really show the phones, and then they did show the phones. It's really quick. Or like, I didn't notice it was a flip phone. And by the time I was done, I'm like, that was a fucking flip phone? What the hell? Like, duh. Yeah.
A year later, Saw was getting tased, and the second he opens his mouth, he's getting
But yeah, you mentioned that the cell phones, and it's the only one, it doesn't really dawn on you till after, that it's the only one that doesn't reference the flight. It's the only one, you know, because everyone else, Do we really talk about it in the Final Destination? Do we bring up the flight in part four?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, I'm just trying to remember that.
Like,
one.
It didn't even dawn on me either that like he got an apprenticeship in Paris. Like I should be like all these things should click. So they did a fucking brilliant job. Like to me now, I don't know if it was a hold up like not knowing, but.
I actually think in two, it would have been worth carrying over AJ Cook and the cop character long enough. You mean
three?
Yeah, rather than just because three probably could have used a couple more interesting characters that you had some history with. But rather than just accident sort of gloss over.
Well, that's what the formula turned into, though, from that point.
It did.
Because we honestly, we didn't know we were going to have any connection when we watched five, because the formula had changed to first two were connected and then they're all just kind of like one-offs.
You know, it almost wasn't that way because Devin Saw was supposed to be back, but he was having I guess his like child actor meltdown. But at that point,
is that when he was writing his letters to Eminem?
Yes, exactly.
That's a deep cut. For those who don't know, Devin Saw played Stan in the music video. So,
I forgot.
Okay, so for Dan, who didn't know,
then why did you find that funny, Dan?
Well, once he said it, I was okay.
But I thought it was funny because he's fake as fuck.
Before he said it. It's been a while since I've, but yeah, no. Although he, his character wasn't as any more interesting. That's really,
before
I go back and look at it.
That's before he became fucking Lip Biscuit hanging out with Dan. Sorry, the Dan addict, right? Yeah. There we go.
Travolta's about at the point that we could have some crossover, get that character in a Final Destination movie.
Nothing wrong with that. It's a good franchise. Yeah. It's a good property.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Real quick, because I'm kind of curious on this one. This one was a little bit harder, but or maybe it was a little too simple. What's everyone's favorite characters before we get to kills? I know that one we're going to eat up some time.
You want to go first, Dan?
Sure.
Because I don't think anybody will have the same one as me, but I could be wrong. My favorite is David Kochner from Final Destination 5. I think he was hilarious when he kept assuming that Isaac's character was dead. I thought that was when he's sitting right there at the funeral. It was hilarious. That is the guy that I would like to headline a Final Destination.
I love the fact you picked one from 5, because there's number 5 is where my guy lives. It's Isaac. Like, he's just his racial remarks, and like, I just like him. He's a piece of shit, but he's lovable.
I'm surprised you didn't pick the skinhead from 4.
Oh.
I was thinking that too.
He's a little too much for me. He's on the list,
dude. I couldn't believe, dude. I couldn't believe when he dropped the hard R. I was like, "Oh shit!"
He had a pretty spectacular death too. Yeah, one of the more brutal ones.
Yeah, yeah, we'll 09, you can still get away with it, I guess.
Yep.
All right. So, my favorite.
Oh, is it me now? Wait,
Kruger.
Yeah. So my favorite character.
Go ahead. Sorry,
Tony Todd. Tony Todd as Budworth, for sure, is my favorite character. Just because I kind of wanted to see everybody else get killed.
All right.
See, here's the thing. I was shocked. I thought that was going to be across the board, because that's what I have Tony Todd also. I mean, yeah. How did...
I need a little more from him, though. It's not the best Tony Todd role.
I like it, though, that he's so mysterious. He leaves
you wanting more. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. And plus the dialogue, like, he even has a part in 5. Like, that's what I liked about 5 the most, is they made him, like, a really decent little part in there where, you know, they're having visions of him and shit like that. And then, you know, him explaining everything.
Yeah, man, Isaac made me laugh too hard.
I get your both of your choices.
Kochner and Isaac, Final Destination buddy movie. That we did.
Dude, that we're not in favor kill yet, but like the acupressure, puncture, whatever thing. I don't do that shit, but I felt that. I was like, fuck this. We're coming out looking like Pinhead. I'm supposed to be relaxed.
All right. Well, okay. On that, I don't think we have any. Are there any characters you guys would like want to bring up that you really liked or anything, or that you hate?
Not really. AJ Cook was cool, I guess, but that's about it.
Yeah, I didn't really hate anybody. Even the fucking asshole in the number 5 that wanted to murder everybody. Like, you're angry. I get it.
You committed harder earlier, and maybe, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we jump right into it? I know this is one, you know, everyone's going to want to talk about, so we'll go straight to it. Favorite kill.
Well, Pug's kind of foreshadowed mine. It is the Buddha kill. Well, the Buddha is what finally took him out. That one made me laugh. It's not, I mean, you could really go with a lot of different choices here, but that one made me laugh. The whole setup of him being an absolute asshole in the massage parlor. And then the Buddha is what killed him. That's my favorite kill.
Well, the thing that was good about that kill too is that, like, they set it up really well where you didn't know what was going to kill him, and it was very out of nowhere when the Buddha falls and hits his head, and the way it fucking just crushes his head and his head just goes splat everywhere is awesome. It was really a good one.
I think it's the funniest kill too. Yeah.
My favorite is in the same movie. It is the gymnast crack in half. Dude.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I remember being in theater. Again, I saw it with Evil Ed. We were fucking high-fiving. We're like, no fucking way. This made the entire movie. Like, I think this is the favorite kill of the franchise, and it's still to this day. That kill is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking best. Like, the way they have her scorpioned, and then you see her, like, her legs are up here, and you see her bone through her leg, like, right next to her face. It's so good.
And, like, we're on pins and needles with that stupid screw or the water, and then they're like, nah, fuck you. And then it's just simple powder.
Have you seen the meme where it's the Little Kim song, My Face, My Back, and it's got...
Dan, that's not Little Kim. So we could start there.
It's not Little Kim?
No.
Oh, I swear to God that was Little Kim. All right, my bad. Todd's the expert. I bow to his knowledge on that one.
I prefer the too short version, My Dick, My Sack, but it's a much better song.
She brought it back, though.
Yeah, but still, nonetheless, hilarious meme.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So my favorite kill is the pane of glass dropping from the construction machine, causing Tim in Final Destination 2 to just, like, his body practically liquefy once it hits him. It's so awesome. It's my favorite kill in the franchise. It's always been engraved in my head since I first saw it when I was a kid. Really fucked me up as a kid too, because I never saw something that violent before. One of my favorite kills ever. It's really good because it's a practical effect. They had, like, you know, a dummy filled with blood. So fucking when it crushes, you see the body just, like, fold onto itself and just all this blood come out, and it looks like it just liquefied everything. It's fucking awesome. And they revisited in a couple of different movies, too. I mean, they revisited in 3. I believe they revisited in 4. I mean, just it's so such a good one. But 4 or number 2 is where it looks the best, because in 3 and 4, they kind of do the CGI on it. But in 2, they have the nice practical dummy. So it looks fucking awesome.
Just like get it to a big microscope so you can, like, put it on a slide.
Just like, see, the thing, when I was a kid, I would take my DVD and I would literally, like, pause it and watch it in frames how they did it, because just to watch the impact, because it looks so fucking cool. I suggest go back and do it. It's awesome.
No. Do you ever model a deathmatch move after something you saw in a movie like this?
I should have.
Well, you have put people through glass, so.
Yeah, I mean, lots and lots of glass.
Todd, what's your favorite kill?
I went back and forth, but it's hard to top the gymnastic ones. I mean, there's other, I think, that are more iconic and jump, like, that one is probably the best, but there's other ones that you could be like, oh, well, that one's really iconic. I mean, a lot of them happen in the opening scenes, so I was, like, trying not to go too deep into those, because... The tar kill is awesome. I know that already got brought up.
Other one I was going to mention then, because, like, it was the laser eye thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that situation is fucked. That's uncomfortable as shit, but I gave it to the gymnast. But that one would be my second, or honorable mention, if you will.
Yeah, I got some more too. Fucking in the first one, the train making the metal shard cut the top of fucking Billy Hitchcock's head off and cuts him mouth up. It's awesome. That is fucking badass, and it's just like a oh fuck moment.
You know which one? I don't know if it worked as well for you, but I really like the fucking gate kill from 4. I don't know how that translated in 2D.
Yeah, it doesn't 2D look good not in 2D. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that it was cool. I saw that in theaters, and when I saw it, I really liked it a lot too.
Yeah. What about anyone else? What else? Someone?
Well, definitely tanning bed, Gary.
Yeah,
I've never been in a tanning bed, but
the elevator.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, the elevator kill in 4 is fucking badass. One kill that really fucking fucked me up for a while, and I couldn't go in my pool for a good bit, was the pool filter or cleaner sucking the dude's colon and intestines out his asshole in fucking part 4. Like, god damn, that's fucking brutal as shit, and, like, a horrible way to die. And that's actually modeled off a actual situation that happened with a little girl. Yeah. She got too close to the, and it tore her intestine out. Like, and she lived, but unfortunately he didn't. He was an asshole anyway.
Dan flips so around. Dan flips around when after that.
sir, not at the bottom.
Also, stay away from the kiddie pool, Dan. You've been asked already twice.
I really like the tire kill in 4 too. I don't know. That's another one. I don't know if it was hidden by the 3D, but
no, it still works well. Like, yeah. All of it seems still is pretty good. But well, I don't know. Because I have the thought process like, oh yeah, that's probably a 3D kill. Cool, move on. I don't really judge it on 2D.
Well, no, I don't know. No, I was just sometimes it's if the CGI is a little wonky, it's harder to tell in 3D also.
Yeah, I think watching it back this time, 4, I noticed had like definitely the worst CGI in it. But 5 made like 5 did a way better, in my opinion. I mean, 5 still had a lot of CGI, but it was of more quality. I think just because 4 went more for the 3D effect and it looked a little bit more cheesier, but still decent. I mean, it's not horrible. It's still entertaining.
Yeah. One that always got me, and it's one that now the CG didn't hold up as well as I was as a, well, just didn't hold up as well. The eye kill, the one when he's coming out of his apartment on fire and the fire escape ladder hits him in the eye.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look
that good. One was always cool. But yeah, now it's not aged well. So I was like, that looked a lot cooler.
I felt like the ladder didn't have enough. It was too close to him to quite fuck him up that bad. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I
those things are heavy as shit.
I did not.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I didn't have my slide ruler out, Dan. Sorry.
I know. It just didn't look close enough to completely obliterate him, but you could be right, Kruger. You know ladders too.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I have killed
someone. I know someone else has got to have some other kills.
Like, they're all fucking fantastic. I could have used a little more kid death, honestly. Like, even though like the kids saw the mom die because of their stupid ass pebble that they're throwing, stupid ass.
That was fucking funny. Like,
why a little more kid death would be better.
The one thing that all the kills do is they nail it. Like, especially if you've never seen them, like you don't know where it's coming from, and it's like you're like waiting for it to happen, and that's like a. It's a different kind of tension you can't really do in like a traditional slasher. Mm. I mean, you, of course you can do tension in a slasher, but you can't like, it's different. And it's kind of like you're trying to figure out what's going to happen, which you don't really do in a slasher.
Yeah. And I actually appreciate the more outlandish ones. Cause like when they go full Looney Tunes, it's the best.
Yeah. I agree.
Like the eyeball thing. This girl's fucking, hugging her bear, or the laser eye, I'm sorry, hugging the bear, shit rolls, like I don't know, all this setup, like Todd was trying to say earlier, which I still don't think we found the name for it, but like the mousetrap game, just
there we go, mousetrap,
and it just boom,
big pop now up. I can find out what the hell it's called,
the hospital pool scene where he makes like the racist Korean remark and then walks out of the room. It's not really the best kill, but they spare him kind of. They don't really, you know, you don't really see, you know, I don't know that one.
The racist guy in 4 too, when he gets fucking set on fire while being dragged by his fucking car or his tow truck or whatever, and it just having him, you know, on the hook and shit. That shit's nasty.
Yeah.
And by the guy's house that he used the slur on.
He was going to burn a cross, yeah.
That was funny when he just walks out of his house. I can't remember what he said, but like, what the fuck?
That's also a lot of work for somebody you don't like. Like, you can't just...
But I mean, that was pretty topical too, because that was right after the black dudes were getting dragged and the trucks, because there's also a similar bit in Citizen's Hoxie. So
it's always topical. It's always a thing to do.
Well, real quick. Yeah. But you know what? You're not going to see the same shit today. You're not going to see Pug's favorite thing to drop.
you may, but it'll be in like a serious context. You know, I guess it's serious too, but I'm like, it might be like a historical type thing.
You're not going to see it happening.
Well, Final Destination example 6. Is Becky. You have neo-Nazi villains, and really,
yeah, but he didn't ever go.
That's drop. Not what I was talking about, Dan. Though, but.
No, I agree, but you just don't see it anymore today.
Dan wanted him to say it. I wanted him to say it too.
Yeah. All right. I found out what it's called, and you know what? I never would have remembered this. It's a Rube Goldberg machine is what it's called when you set up the elaborate setups to make knock, tip the domino, and everything sets off perfectly.
Okay. Yeah, I would Rube, never fucking thought.
Yeah. I knew it, and it was stuck in my head, and I see why I don't remember it. Rube Goldberg machine.
Well, these movies are filled with them, and I fucking love it.
All right. Kruger, you got any more kills you want to bring up before we jump into the ranking?
Other than the, like I said before, the fucking shower kill from the first movie did make me terrified of fucking shower heads for a while.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the edited version and the whole edited for streaming thing after we rank the series, because I do have, because that's, it involves that scene. So, all right. Let's just jump in and rank it.
All righty. Absolutely. Dan?
All right. So, my favorite at this point probably wasn't always this way, but it holds up quite well. And that is Final Destination 2. My second is the original. Probably not number one anymore, because again, it wasn't a premise that hadn't been explored before. Differently, but still. My third is Final Destination 5, our most recent one, which I really appreciated bringing everything kind of full circle. I thought that was a clever twist mixed in with all the kills that we all love. And here's also where there's a change for me. Final Destination 3 is next, which used to always be the one that I, in my head, I didn't really like. And it's a very goofy movie in a lot of ways, but I liked it. It was sleazy. It was just, there were a lot of fun things in there mixed with the bad. My last is Final Destination 4. I thought the CG did blunt a lot of it for me at this time.
Let's just be real. It's because they killed off Krista Allen so soon.
Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to say Manuel in Space. Yes, that is Todd.
Or if you're not a fan of Cinemax City Flicks, Feast, there you go. So
there you go.
Mine has pretty much stayed the same. And I, there's really only one that probably stands out the most to me that I like, but everyone else is pretty like on par. So this is pretty even. But I, you know, I'm here to rank them, so I'm gonna do my best. Number five is my number one. I'm with that gymnastic skill, and I liked everybody, and like how it all ties around. I just thought it was brilliant, so I fucking love five. And then my number two would be the first one, the original Final Destination. That's just where it all started, so I can't go anywhere from there. Then two, that car scene's fucked up, and then the next two are pretty much even, but I'll go four and three. So three is the one I like, I guess, the least. But yeah, I like them all, dude. Like, anytime someone wants to watch one, or if I feel like watching them, you can pick any of them, and it's a good time.
Yeah, I agree.
I immediately wanted to start watching them again after I finished five.
Right? It's a vicious circle.
You can literally get in the loop and never stop.
Yeah. Yeah, so my list is actually the same as Dan. Final Destination 2 is my number one. I think the kills are the best in there, and they're all practical. You know, there's no CGI in that movie, really, unless there's maybe a little bit in the car crash scene. But even a lot of the car crashes were legit. So, yeah, number two is my number one. Final Destination, the first one, is my number two. It's not as good as I remember it being. I remember it being better than the first one, but upon this rewatch, number two knocked it out. Then my number three is Final Destination 5, which I don't remember liking at all, but this time I really enjoyed it a lot. Final Destination 3 after that, still decent. It does have some shitty CGI in it, though, and there's some stuff in there that I didn't like, but the kills are still really good. And then Final Destination 4 is in last place just because the CGI is not that great, especially if you're not watching it in 3D. But still, somebody gets their colon sucked out of their asshole. So fucking still, it's still pretty fun.
Dan can do that with his mouth. So Dan, what do you think? You said you knew which one changed, blah blah blah. What do you think before I start naming mine off?
I thought 3 might be bumped up a little bit for you two.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm ready. It was kind of hard in the beginning, but I got to go with 1 for my number 1. Number 5 for my number 2. That circle really just hits it. I went back and forth on 2 because that one went down a little bit. The opening is awesome, but some of the Ollie Lawler stuff, the Claire Rivers, whatever, she's just kind of annoying in it.
She's a pain in the ass, yeah.
Yeah, and AJ Cook. Well, I really do like her. She's great in Ripper. Let her, yeah.
Oh, wow. Good reference there. That's a, yeah.
Yeah, I watch movies too, Dan. She kind of annoyed me in this too. I kind of feel like Dan, like all of a sudden I'm hating women, but but yeah, I don't know. I
was gonna say that's why they make that joke about the Titanic, women and children first, so the men can plan and like have some peace and quiet to plan how to survive.
All angry comments directed towards Mr. Bugs.
You can direct it towards my dick.
I kind of went off the rail. Did I finish?
No, you didn't finish.
All right, real quick, I'm a recap. I don't remember. 1, 5, 2. I got the 2, right? Yes, because that one dropped down a little. Dan's right. The one that went up was 3, because I hated 3. Mm. I used to say the best way to watch it, because you remember the DVD was Pug's favorite, Choose Your Own Adventure.
So dumb.
I used to be like, the best way to watch it is, right? What? All you do?
A lot to pick at, but good, dumb fun.
Choose Your Adventure, I think, is dumb. It's not a book. Oh, yeah. It's not a game. I came here to watch a movie.
Well, I'm going to ask your opinions on Space Ace later then, or Dragon's Lair. Okay. I used to say the best way to watch it is because you could watch the Choose Your Own Adventure and choose not to go onto the roller coaster, and it went straight to credits. You were done in like 5 minutes. Or maybe you will like Choose Your Own Adventure, Pugs. But yeah, no. It grew me a lot, like the sleaziness, and because I used to hold against it that there was no real Tony Todd cameo, though we do get his voice. It is. It moved up. It could have went up higher, but the other ones are stronger. See, 2 and 3 were I went back and forth, but that obviously makes the Final Destination Part 4. My bottom one. And again, it's not that I hate it. It's just because it's hella fun in 3D.
I think for me, right, I like the characters in 4 more than I did the characters in 3. I think that's the only reason why I ranked them 4 as number 4 and 3 as 5.
But it makes sense.
Yeah. But again, any of them at any time, sure, you're going to get a yes from me. they're too fun.
All right. Well, okay, anything before I jump into the whole streaming controversy?
I would like to get into the streaming controversy.
All right. Well, for those who don't know, there's a shot in... It was the Netflix version, but it expired on Netflix on January 1st, I believe. So it's also on their HBO Max in this cut.
Motherfucker.
Sorry. Uh-oh. Did you spill?
My coaster, for some reason, is like sticky. I must have spilled earlier. Right now I'm drinking Liquid Death. So if they want to reach out and sponsor us, we're totally open.
Well, that's ironic. Watch that baby. There's going to like come to life.
Well, now we need to do the fight. No, I'm saving the idea.
It's not Buddha heavy.
Okay. Yeah. So it's Final Destination 1. It's been edited for streaming, and the scene, you mentioned the bathroom scene where the guy hangs himself. There's a shot of him when he's Devin Sawa's character is talking to his friend. Is it Todd?
I don't remember the name.
Where he's talking to his friend, and he does like the noose thing, like he's hanging himself, like oh. And that shot has been cut out of the out of the streaming version.
Why?
Well, it's insensitive to people that hang themselves.
Hey, well, and Netflix just got all that shit for what was that one? They had a pull an episode.
Cuties.
No, not that one.
Well, that's a little bit more.
No. There was one with like a suicide in it, and they like had a.
Oh, 13? 13 Reasons Why?
I don't think it was that. I thought it was a more recent one, but they got shit for that too. Mm-hmm. But yes. Yeah.
Fucking pussy.
Okay, see, here's what I'm waiting for. Dan, rile yourself up, and what are your thoughts?
Okay.
You're okay. That's all you got?
Yeah.
Well, oh, you were looking for a thought. I thought you were, like, getting ready to unload something.
No, I want to hear your thoughts.
My thoughts are...
God damn it, now I got to cut that.
What a bunch of fucking pussies. I mean, suicide is a thing. It happens. It's not even a graphic scene. I mean, if you're getting to the point where it's like you literally
don't want to. I was looking for edited for streaming in general, Dan.
Edited for streaming. Well, my thought on that is, again, you know, giving too much power to certain corporations to where, you know, like, well, we don't want to offend anybody. Every fucking movie is
going to. Here's where I'm going to argue for these corporations. Okay, keep going.
I would love to see them fall. And I'd love to see you get like a bunch of different entities rather than just, you know.
Well, since that's never going to happen, and Dan can keep dreaming. All right, here's what I'm going to argue.
Disney, I'd love to see it go. Love to see it taken out.
You're crazy, but that's cool.
Quit. He's just mad he's not allowed to stay in the hotels anymore. All right.
Now I'm riled up. Fuck you.
My money ain't green.
All right. Here's my thing. They can edit that shit all they want. It's up to them. It's no different than an edited for television movie. It's the same thing. It's not affecting your paid version. It's not affecting, if you go buy it on Vimeo, it still has the scene. It is the same as edited for television. It doesn't affect me. I can just pop in the digital. I can watch the digital. I can pop in the disc.
Where is it edited now again? How many places?
Well, it was Netflix. It's basically just the streaming version. It's also on HBO Max. It's edited.
So are you going to be content if you're paying for Netflix, which is not cheap anymore, and they start cutting out anything even mildly offensive? Because anything can be offensive. Oh, Jason killed that cheerleader. That's offensive to cheerleaders.
Doesn't bother me. I don't fucking watch movies on Netflix.
I do think there's a cutting off point, but it doesn't change the movie too drastically. And I'm a little more along the line with Todd. Like, well, I guess this is just edited for TV. Because, like, when I was smaller, I used to watch Channel 5 Matinee, like, all the time. I didn't realize shit was cut out. So, you know, when you realize it, you're like, oh, cool, I can just go watch. I can look for, I liked it enough to go look for the original. I'll do that. So, and that actually, it's easier to do that now with the fucking internet around. So, I don't know. I don't love it, but I'm not like, it's not going to ruffle my feathers either.
Yeah, that's who I am. I just wanted to be counter because it ruffles Dan, so I had to fuck with them. But
I think it gives people of a reason to go and collect physical media. So,
that's a good
point. Or cancel Netflix if they go too far with it. I mean, if it starts popping up and all this different stuff. I mean, how do you do a movie? There are movies
out there.
You're not
going to cancel Netflix, Dan. You're not going to cancel Netflix.
Not now, but in the future.
I'm hoping. Come on, HBO Max.
Your bitch ass ain't going to cancel. Shut the fuck up.
If it got super sanitized to the point where they just start editing.
But you know what? They're not even about the.
Well, Dan wants the uncut version of Kingo, so he's a little.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a movie specifically about suicide, and it's escaping me at the moment. Risk Cutter's A Love Story. It's a little obscure. But
I was going to say The Girl Interrupted.
Like Girl Interrupted. There you go.
That might be a little more well-known.
I think you're kind of missing it. I think it's more because this is like a horror film, not like a serious drama. So I don't think they're going to go after A Girl Interrupted or something like that.
So does WWE Network have to edit out all the Tim White stuff?
They edit out most of the Benoit stuff.
Yeah,
they do.
I'm surprised you aren't more upset about their edits, but I don't want to talk about that.
I don't have time to
watch. So let's say let's trigger Todd then. So,
okay.
They release a version of "I Spit on Your Grave" on Netflix and they cut it. They cut out some of the rape, not all the rape. You gonna be upset?
No, because I'm gonna watch my Blu-ray.
Dan, would you be upset?
Well, again, that's like a central theme of that movie. So
it didn't say cut it out.
Yeah, it just make it a little more crowd friendly. Not entirely.
I guess it would depend. I would never watch it on there.
But you wouldn't know until you're watching it.
It would be an issue of, well,
it's not censorship.
How many movies do they start trying to do this to? Because it would be. I would absolutely. If I'm just paying for a movie, the same movie I'd watch on like TBS, why am I paying for Netflix? Do you know what I mean? Okay. That defeats the purpose.
But it doesn't change the entire movie. It just cuts out a little bit of the clip.
I know what the movie is, so I'm not going to watch an edited movie.
But I don't even think you'd notice, though. That's the thing. It's such like if I don't think you would have noticed if you didn't know it was missing.
The you're referring to the hanging?
Again? It's just when he does the motion.
Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
I think it's a slippery slope, though, because you do that, then next. I mean, a lot of people are fucking pussies. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that could get worse and worse to where, what's not a the horror genre, there's a lot of things that could be considered offensive.
You know what would be awesome, though, if they added another tier? You pay $5 extra, totally uncensored, X-rated. Here's my $5.
Get all your blackface episodes we pulled.
Let's
stream Caligula. It's Always Sunny's back there.
I don't know.
With all the penthouse footage.
As long as it doesn't affect physical media, it doesn't bother me. When it does, I will be I don't know. Where can we storm?
There you go. Warner Brothers, like he wants.
What would really piss me off on is, you know, if it's something I bought digitally.
See, they don't do that. They don't alter the digital. Like, if you go watch your Final Destination on your Vudu, it's uncut.
Sure, and that's good.
I'm saying it's akin to edited for television.
That's when it's just like, all right, everybody's just gonna, you know, go for the non-legal option, I think, a lot. And I mean...
It's always your excuse for everything, Dan.
Well, he's also on the dark web.
No.
I'm not paying $15 for, you know, I don't know, Dawn of the Dead with the guttings taken out. I mean, I don't know. But who knows?
But, like, they're probably not going to cut Army of the Dead when that gets dropped, right?
Right.
So, like, you know, I guess certain subjects are where they're going to be like, this is insensitive. We can cut it and it doesn't take away anything away from the movie. All right, fuck it then.
Okay.
And see, here's the thing. It's never been clarified. Is it? Because it's obviously what Warner Brothers sent to them. So it's not even a Netflix issue. It's a Warner thing. Now, did they censor it for their streaming? Or did like that Back to the Future 2 incident that happened a couple months ago? They sent the wrong one that has this part missing. Because I can't remember if you remember, probably about a month before, Back to the Future fans were upset because there was something missing from 2.
No.
But they accidentally sent them the wrong, you know, file for streaming. And
what was missing?
It was just a little, I can't remember. I'd have to look it up.
I do like the fact that people are discovering these movies, because like, yeah. I get on TikTok recently. I saw it on Twitter. I still don't do TikTok, but you can follow us on TikTok. We're there. Like, people on TikTok were tripping out that the Twin Pines became Lone Pine. They're like, oh my God, have you guys ever seen this? I'm like, dude, it's been around since like before I was born. Yes, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And the old man was the grandpa from Silent Night, Deadly Night.
My thing, though, too, is also, why was that ever edited in the first place? 5 or 6 years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, you could easily, even just on TV, wouldn't edit out the noose scene.
Yeah, you would.
I don't think so.
TV cut depends on the network. It definitely wouldn't make the airplane cut. Although, honestly, I don't think that one got aired on airplanes.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff that would, but the specifically that news thing, I don't see that. If that aired on TBS, I don't see them taking that out 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, what does it have to do with 5 or 6 years ago?
Because I think we've kind of entered the pussy era.
Well, that I can co-sign. We've been here for a little bit, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's a fucking baby.
It's starting now to where it's like, yeah, literally just about
hey, Dan, anybody. You sound like a pussy complaining about trivial shit like this.
Isn't it ironic?
We'll see when it when they make it look like Krug is just hugging people, Todd. Then Todd, oh, those fucking pussies. God no, damn it.
Then I'm just going to tell bitches I'm going to Krug them and they won't get it.
Yeah, play into it.
He's just gonna watch give you a big crew and shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kruger's right though. Give more of a reason to go out and buy the physical. Buy your own version. Get the unrated one. Get the best one you can, and have a good time.
Right now, absolutely. But you know, again, it's the future. You know,
then the value of the physical media that we own. The value of the physical media that we own goes up, so it's even better. Win-win.
Yeah. There you go. Support physical media, everybody.
All right. On that note, do we have anything else we want to bring up before we get the hell out of here?
I think we hit it all.
Liquid Death, please. God, motherfucker.
Is that good?
It's just water, Dan. It's honestly, it's dumb as fuck. But like it's in a can, it has a skull on it. I'm a sucker for marketing.
I'm still trying to find the 40 water.
40 water?
There's a 40. It's a water though, but it comes in a plastic 40 bottle.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Yeah.
Can you order it?
It's funny. I've known about it for like it's probably been around for like 8 years. And I've never seen one in person and I've looked. And one of my Facebook friends somewhere else, I can't remember what state, they found one because they were posting they're going to drink that and watch some movie. And I was like, one day I'll get it.
I'll look next time I'm out.
I'm looking for it. Look for it for you too.
I can at least pretend I'm buying a case of 40s again.
Cool. All right. So any sponsors out there that want to, you know, we'll pimp your shit. But until then, you can like, share, and subscribe. Follow us across all the social media bullshits. We're on Patreon. Starts at $1. You can donate however much you want. We have exclusive and early content on there. And most importantly, uncensored.
Yes.
And we won't edit it out like Netflix. So, with that, everyone.
We might. Depends how hard Dan goes.
Okay. Let's say goodnight. Get the hell out of here.
Good night.
Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
See you in Disneyland.